Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
I see you getting your fitness on this week. I'm very proud of you. How do you feel?
Tired.
But do you feel good in the morning?
Not really.
How about at night?
Nope. No.
No, I don't feel good at all. What are you talking about?
That's a negative.
I really want to work out. I just don't have it in me. I just need to find like a video on YouTube that I could just do. Or
there's a lot of videos on YouTube. Like a whole bunch. Lots and lots.
YouTube is like the fucking highway to free information.
Pretty much. Yeah, there's a billion, like, exercise videos. Because I used to do, when I was doing the Miracle Morning, yoga.
I've done YouTube yoga, too. I just have to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I either have to turn it off.
Pretty much.
And then I'll be fired up, but whatever. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Brandy, how's your week?
It's not as productive as I wanted it to be. So there's that.
What did you want to get done that you haven't been able to accomplish?
I haven't written as many words as I wanted to this week, which is, you know, because I've been doing other shit like exercising. So
stupid exercise.
Exactly. So, you know.
Well, I feel like I'm always going to bring it back to a meme. It's like, oh, I'm just trying to be healthy, drink water, be a boss, do this, have my mental health, la 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 la. All this fucking stuff we're supposed to be able to accomplish and do. There's only so much time in the day, and exactly. Sometimes you just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah, that's most of the time you just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, either I exercise, and then, like, between exercising, I have to, you know, be running into the room to check on an elderly person. And then eating, and then, you know, stuff. So it's just like, there's always shit to do. And, like, the things, all I want, I can either do this or do that. I can't do all of it.
I try and do all of it, and I end up going crazy. Yeah. And not even realize what, I'm like, what am I trying to accomplish? Like, what has happened here this morning? I'm sorry, back to you. Back to you. You didn't get everything accomplished the way you wanted it to.
Okay. I didn't, yeah, no, I didn't write as many words as I wanted to this week. And so, like,
There's always next week.
Yeah, there's always next week. And then the issue is like, okay, I can wake up earlier to do, you know, one of these things, but it's like, then that's just less sleep. So that how the fuck does that work? Because then I can't even function, right? Because I don't have enough sleep. So
it's if just, Beyonce can do it, you can do it. But I've learned, or I've just figured out, they've got help. They've got lots and lots of help. Mm-hmm. They've got a team. Mm-hmm. They got people doing this, doing that.
Yep.
And we need a team.
And they have, like, trainers and, you know, so it's not.
And chefs. Exactly. And babysitters.
Exactly.
And fucking stylists. And glam squad.
Yeah, so, you know, the poor people have to just suffer with what we've got.
Us, we're the poor people. That's what we're talking about. Just kinda,
So, how was your week?
I am doing what I just said, running around trying to get everything accomplished. And,
Okay.
Today, I scheduled my real estate exam.
Okay.
So
when is that taking place?
Oh, gosh. Okay, countdown. Let the countdown start. February 18th. That's when I'm going to take the test.
So basically a month.
Yeah.
Like, roughly a month.
Yeah. So there's, like, 6 practice tests for different parts of the exam.
How many parts are there? 6. There's 6 parts?
There's 6 practice tests. For different sections of, like, the law, financing, property ownership, appraisals. There's so many different facets of real estate that I've learned, yay, but now it's like I can't be confused on a test. When they ask me these fucking questions and they trick me and they use different verbiage, so I have to take these practice exams and get like an 85 to 90. Right now I'm getting about a 75. So I need to be able to get an 85 to 90% on these practice exams that I'm going to continue to take. And my instructor is like, hey, if you're getting 85 to 90 consistently, you will pass the test.
Okay, so they have, like, trick questions or, like, they change words?
They change the words and they want to trick you. Of course, standardized testing.
Is it standardized
testing? I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's...
Are they multiple choice questions?
Or? Yeah, they're multiple choice questions. And it's like, I've learned to speak a new language. I've learned something new.
Is there essay questions?
No, there's no essay questions. How do you sell this fucking house?
Is this going to be on the test?
So I did that today, actually. So that's exciting. I am making dog biscuits. I've redesigned my website. Check out beautiesbiscuits.com. This episode is sponsored by Beauty's Biscuits.
Beauty's Biscuits.
Woo. Woo. They are pumpkin turmeric gourmet dog biscuits for the bitches. I have got Beauty's Valentines again. They're back. Uh-huh. Heart-shaped yum-yum treats for your dogs. Visit beautiesbiscuits.com. Use offer code LIES and save 15%.
Offer code LIER.
Nope. LIES. L-I-E-S. Either all uppercase or either all lowercase. Okay? Great. Okay, so, great. I've been working on my website, doing this, doing that. I just get overwhelmed sometimes. And I think that's when I, like, really start, like, freaking out and, like, having, like, little mini anxiety attacks. Like, what am I doing right now? My heart starts racing, and then I just have to, like, calm down.
Yep.
Oh, and then my weed girl fell off. Like, I, like, scheduled for her to come one day.
Who's your weed girl? You don't order from the dispensary anymore?
No, but I can. I'm going to have to. She's like, oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. Never showed up. And I was like, hey, bitch, what's the deal? And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, blah, blah, blah. I've got a life, too. Like, let me know when you're not coming through.
Hey, I was expecting you. I was waiting, bitch.
I'm dry. WTF. So now it's like.
You don't want to make this paper?
Right? I guess not. It doesn't matter. Anyway, hey. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Hello, listeners. How are you guys? Welcome. Thank you for being here. If you aren't already, go ahead and follow, subscribe, do the things, come back. If you're new, hi. We've got like 1,000 other episodes. If you're liking this one so far.
If only.
144, excuse me. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, you can visit our website, bookoflies.podcast.com, and listen to all of our previous episodes. You could subscribe on your podcast player. Wherever you're listening now, you can find us.
Oh, my God. I remember one time on Facebook, somebody was like, can somebody do, you know, give me podcast recommendations? I was like, hey, listen to Book of Lies podcast. And they're like, how many episodes are there? I was like, I don't know, like 6. Oh, that's not enough. I want to binge all of it. I'm going to be driving for hours. I was like, bitch, you can listen.
Bitch, that's 6 hours of content. Why are you being such a hater? But you know what? They're okay. Hey, if you have a new podcast, keep doing your thing, boo-boo. Don't let nobody dull your shine. But there are people out there that they're like, oh, only 30 episodes sounds air. The fuck? Fuck you. Okay? Like... Stop it
Do
right now.
Do you have a podcast? Fuck off.
We have 145. Boom, right here. Come on back. We got something for you. Already? We're on social media as well. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the things. Book of Lies Pod or Book of Lies Podcast. Our 3-year podcast anniversary / birthday is coming up very, very soon. Like, really? The first week in February, yes. Oh, God. And I want to get a new cover art done. So a new design for the podcast. Oh, yeah. And I want to put it out to the listeners to create something for us. Mm. And if you do, and we pick it, first of all, we love you. We'll give you shout-outs. We'll make stickers. Send them to you. And I think I'm going to, like, redesign our merch with, like, some new fan art, I guess you would call that. Mm. Because I don't have the gift of the pen. You know what I mean? I can't draw for shit. Brent's always like, make this. I'm like, I can't do that. Kids want you to, with children, they want you to be like everything. They want you to be everything.
Be my Picasso.
And be all knowledgeable and be magical and be strong and everything. Brent's like, carry me. I want to fly. Like, I can't. You're like 45 pounds.
Yeah, no. You're way more than a bag of potatoes. Get out of here.
What? Because bag of potatoes come in 10 pounds. You're 45 pounds. Too big for me. Anyway, back to that. Yeah, so our
fly.
Make me fly.
You have nerve.
Girl, you better walk. Yeah, so our 3-year anniversary is coming up. We're going to do something special, so we need to think about what else we're going to do. And so the Salt Lake City Housewives are coming to an end very soon. Your girlfriend Mary Cosby ain't coming back.
Good God.
She's horrible.
She's an awful person. And it's horrible. They're like, how are you friends with the meanest person in the group? And I'm like, yes, she is.
She is very mean.
She is the meanest one. And she is in denial about it, which is funny, because she thinks she can fucking say whatever she wants to people. Mm-hmm. And then when they say shit back to her, then she gets upset.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it. I can't stand her. I just want her to go away.
But I'm not trying to knock anybody's, like, skin or anything that's going on in their lives. But, like, her skin looks horrible.
Her wig is beat. She needs to get a new wig. I was like, why does she keep wearing that fucked up wig? Or at least get it conditioned or something, because it's like
dry and brittle.
It is. Like, you have all that money. Stop spending it on all that shit and just, like, get your wig done. Like, for real. Just get it washed and, you know, fucking give it a blowout. Do something with it, because it's all, like, it's worn. She needs to switch out her wigs. I mean, hello, you better call Kim Zolciak. Tell her to hook you up.
She knows, but I feel like Mary only wants to deal with people that are in her family. Have you noticed that? The people around her, like her maid or housekeeper is like her cousin.
No, I didn't.
Or something. Yeah, it's her cousin. And then if you like look at people that she's talking to, when it says their name, it's like Mary's cousin and their role. But she likes to keep it in the family.
Well,
I think she's worried, of course, but I think you definitely need to step outside of that, honey, and get your help, because you got money to pay for the help. So
everybody that she wants around her is people that are going to say yes to her. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're not going to question her. And they're not going to, you know, call her out on her shit. And, I mean, like, seriously, the way she talks, I'm just like, ew. Like, why would anybody want to be around her? For real. It's just fucking weird. It's weird. She's weird.
Well, she won't be coming back from what I hear next season.
Good.
I can't wait for the finale. And
well, she didn't even show up to the freaking reunion, apparently.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
What a trash bag. I'm sure that's in the contract. I'm sure Andy's going to sue her ass.
That's probably why she ain't coming back.
Andy's like, fuck you. Waste my time. I got a chair for you and everything. Mm. Oh, maybe that's what it is. Interesting. Oh. So on this, okay, we're going to get into the episode, I promise. But on this recent episode, when they were on the, they're riding up to Zion, Jen was all in Lisa's face. Mm-hmm. And Heather was like, okay, I'm with Meredith and Mary. Like, if it's going to get me out of this situation, she was like, I will,
like, get me on that jet.
Put my hat on. I will sit around the cauldron. Oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off. She was like, just get me out of this situation.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. But Jen needs to sit down.
She needs to chill the fuck out. She's too fucking, like... She's like, oh, me. But you're like literally like being violent right now. You need to chill the fuck out.
You want
to
fight.
Okay? Like, you don't want somebody to kick your ass and you don't want to go to jail, but you want to be up in my face and I will punch you.
So I will sit the fuck down. Threaten my life again, bitch. Mm-hmm. Threaten my life because you know what?
And freaking Lisa, I am shutting down right now.
I'm freaking shutting down right now.
I was like, oh my God, these people, they need to fucking chill out.
Like, okay, you're shutting down right now. What does that exactly mean? You're just going to like roll over in a fetal position?
What does that entail?
It means leave me alone. She's stop. Like,
curl up in a ball.
It was really strange. She's like, girl, you going to let this bitch talk to you this way?
I love how Jenny was like, I am from Long Beach. I will put my hair up, take my earrings off.
She did. And I was like, okay, Jen, me, Jenny from the block, apparently, because she's like, I know how to get down.
Jenny from the LBC.
But she did. She, like, put herself in between Lisa and Jen.
Yeah.
And Jen's mad because Lisa doesn't treat Meredith the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really stupid and petty.
Yeah.
You don't treat her the same way you treat me. I don't want to be your friend no more. I'm going to fight you. Grow up. Nobody's got time for all that stuff.
They're all a bunch of... Listen, okay, you are older than 45. You need to chill the fuck out.
You really do.
You're going to break a hip. You're going to freaking have to go to the hospital. Just chill.
Can I just take a moment out to say, like, pray for Tonga? Yeah. And all the surrounding islands.
For real.
And I, like, this is horrible.
Yeah, it sucks. It's, dude, it's the end of the world. Like, let's just be, this is what it is. It's the freaking end of the world. Ever since Donald Trump was elected, he's one of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, shit.
And so it's coming, y'all. So y'all better be, you know, prepared. I hope you can dig a hole and, you know, bury yourself until the fucking fire stops. Cause, you know.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Because, goddamn it.
Well.
Shit is happening.
We're still going to pray for Tonga. And I hope, like, you know, people can communicate with their family and get the help that they need over there. And
yeah, because they don't have any like, communication. Like,
it's... Well, that's how it was when Hurricane Dorian, when we couldn't talk to anybody. We mm-hmm. couldn't get anything.
Yeah.
So I just... This is a horrible position to be in, and, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with those affected and those who have family that have been affected.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brandy, would you like to know what we're talking about today?
Sure, Sunny. What are we talking about today?
Because this is going to be a shorty doo-wop.
All right.
We are talking about, have you heard of Emily Horn?
No. But before we get into that.
Fuck.
They're doing a movie, of course, about Elizabeth Holmes called Bad Blood. And fucking Jennifer Lawrence is going to play Elizabeth Holmes. And I am going to be fucking waiting with bated breath to watch this fucking movie. Because she's a fucking perfect person to play her. It's mm-hmm. like fucking like they.
Because she could do the voice too.
Well, she's working on the voice. But I'm just like, yes, yes. Perfect casting. I want to see it. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Emily Horn.
Okay.
That's her name. So I'm gonna bury the lead, and so I'm not gonna tell you what. Well, anyway,
I can tell her you what she did.
Yeah, this is a lighthearted one. So Emily was born Emily Jane Horn, born December 9th, 1978 in Great Britain somewhere.
I don't know. In Great Britain. Okay, yes,
sure, in England somewhere. I guess I don't know. She went by many aliases, Emiliana Carmichael, Emma Banker, Emily Lancott, and Anna Matthews. My sources, I got this from express.co.uk, bbc.com, Wikipedia, who I give my money to. They're like, hey, bitch, you gave us money before, give us some more. I'm like, all right.
They're like, free information must be paid.
Not really, but I get it. I'm like, here's
help 10, support us.
Here's $10 for the
please.
Year.
Please.
Here you go. You guys are good. You guys are good folks. So
you're doing the Lord's work.
When Emily was 12 years old, her parents, what was her father's name? Graham. And I'm not really sure what the mom's name was. Oh, her mom's name was Anna, I think. Anyway, her parents divorced.
Uh-huh.
And it was a messy divorce.
Of course it was.
And the mom was a liar. And the mom said, so she could get this, like, documented, that Emily and her father had an incestuous relationship that Emily engaged in.
Wait, okay.
The daughter that was 12 years old.
Okay, she's 12.
She's 12.
Okay. What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
So this was all a lie.
Of course it was.
The dad was like, he couldn't do anything, but Emily was like, this is straight bullshit. But while that was happening, she was forced to live with her mom for like 6 months while they had to iron things out.
Right. Because they had to, like, get proof.
Investigate and do all the things.
Right.
And I guess Emily was like, you know, this is not right. This never happened. And, like, she was like, this was the one time I told the truth.
in my whole life. What this? You know, it's really
no. Later on in life, like later on, as an adult, she was like at that time. You know.
Okay. Yeah. This sounds familiar.
Okay.
Like we did somebody that was similar to her or something. But okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, once she was able to like make it back to her dad or whatever, they were like walking somewhere, and there was they're like walking down the street, la da 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 da, and in York.
Okay.
And Yorkshire, excuse me. That's York.
Yorkshire.
Yeah. It was like a thrift store or something, and she saw this wedding dress. And she was like, oh, Daddy, buy me this wedding dress. And it was like $20. And he was like, she wouldn't leave me alone, so I bought her this fucking dress. And she just like lived her best life in this dress, twirling around in it, having the best time. But after her parents got divorced, something changed in her. Right. When she turned 16.
She cracked.
When she turned 16, she dropped out of school and was coming and going from the house. And her dad's like, where the fuck have you been? She's like, oh, it's cool, Dad. I'll be back in a few days. She'd be gone for days at a time. When she turned 18.
Sounds like a problem child.
When she turned 18, she got married.
Of course she did.
She married her first husband, Paul Rigby. He was an old classmate. They got married in December of 1996 when she was 18. And he was on leave from the Royal Irish Regiment.
Okay.
And I guess they were living in Leeds. He was on leave, and then she went with him, and I guess they tried it out for a year, and they didn't work.
Right.
But they never divorced.
Okay. This bitch sounds really familiar. Did we do another story like this, like a person like this? Probably.
I don't know. They just separated. She's still legally married, and she's working in a tavern as a barmaid. And she meets this fella by the name of Sean Cunningham. And he was like, you know, she was very attentive to me. Like, she made me feel so special.
She put her mouth on my penis.
She laughed. She smiled. She's perfect.
Oh, God.
And she was like, let's get married.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. Oh, yeah, because she was like, you know, we can't have sex until we get married. And so he's like, all right, let's do it.
Like if they should have put a ring on it.
They get married, and then instantly she's pregnant, right? Like, he's like, oh, I'm pregnant. But she loses
the baby. He's like, but we didn't have sex.
How'd that happen? but then she loses the baby. Oh, and no. Then her and Sean are just, like, living it out, and they got married in 99. So she was always looking for work, and then she went to Norway. Her and Sean are still married. And
she just moved to Norway?
She just left to Norway for a job. So she's always moving around for a job. And then Sean, her second husband, who technically isn't her second husband.
Right.
But he was like, you know, first she was very, like, attentive. And then all of a sudden she's being very distant, going out. I don't know what she was doing. Then she goes to Norway for a job. And then shacks up with another dude who becomes her boo-boo.
She collects dudes.
When she was in Norway, she eventually, like, left the dude that because she shacks up with people. She'll go places, meet you, and, like, I love you, let's live together. And makes up stories as well. So she's very, she's good at reading people and learning what they like and being very knowledgeable about said subject that they like.
Oh, okay. It's the fucking, the hipster grifter. Okay, go ahead.
Maybe that's what she sounds like, right?
Yeah, but she didn't get married.
No, this bitch collects dudes.
Okay.
So then she returns back to the United Kingdom after her relationship with the Norwegian dude didn't work out. And then she started a job as a quote-unquote glamour model. You know what that means?
What is a glamour model?
Thank you. Okay. Because I'm like, oh, she's a glamour model. All right. No. She's...
Like Glamour Magazine model?
She's a porn star. She's a porn star. So she's doing that, and she's doing escort work.
Oh, wow. All right, then.
And then she's also appearing in adult films.
So she's cute.
She's all right. Like, she's a LA 5.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's fucked up, right?
I mean, in England, you know,
she's an English 8.
Standards.
She's an English 8.
For porn, I guess. I don't know.
She was young. She was perky. She, like, you know, blue eyes, nice skin, blonde hair. You know, the dudes that she was with, they were, like, frumpy, nerdy-looking dudes.
Okay.
And
so they were dudes that would have been like, oh, yes, this babe loves me.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Yes.
I'll do whatever to keep her. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So then she marries a guy by the name, was it Simon?
Probably. There's a lot of Simons. A lot of Simons in England.
Simon. I think Simon was the guy that she was like in love with. Okay. She returns back from the United, from Norway. She's doing the glamour model work. And then she meets this guy by the name of Simon. And then like he was like, she was all right. Like, you know, I didn't love her or anything, but she was cool. And she's saying, he told me he loved me. And this, he was like, not, that didn't happen. But he knew that she was still, like, she was married to Sean.
How did he know?
Because she told him.
Okay.
That she was married to Sean. And so she's trying to get with Simon. And
Simon's name is Simon.
And Simon is like, well, you've got a situation going on here. And then,
look, I ain't trying to be in no entanglement.
While she's still trying to do this, she finds another fool, another guy. Let's just call him Peter, because I don't remember his name.
Too many names.
Yeah, let's call him Peter, right? Okay. And she's dating Peter, fucking Simon. She runs into her ex-husband, or her current husband.
The man she's married to.
Sean.
Legally.
She, no. The first guy, Paul, she's legally married to. She's still married to him.
Got it.
Marries Sean.
Right.
Apparently, Sean lost his job.
She's a bigamist.
Yes. Okay. She's a bigamist. This is what this episode's about. It's about bigamy. Because guess what? She gonna have
a whole bunch of other husbands?
Yes. Yes, babe.
Dude.
So, she runs into Sean after he, like, lost his job. He can't pay the mortgage. And he's down on his luck. She's like, well, me and Peter can move in and we'll pay the rent. We'll pay the mortgage. Mm. So I'm like, this is such a
Peter.
This random dude.
Oh, that's right. Paul that is the first husband.
That she's trying to make Simon jealous because Simon doesn't want to be with her because he's like, you're married, bitch. So she's with Peter, who knows nothing at all. He's just like,
he's Jon Snow.
Uh-huh. You know nothing, Jon Snow. They move into Sean's house, where she's paying the mortgage and doing this, so she's doing this glamour model work, right?
Do they know about that?
No.
Oh, God.
They don't know about it. So then Sean is like, this was, like, the worst time of my life, like, you know, because he still likes her. He still loves Emily. Mm-hmm. And they're going upstairs, and they're in their room.
He was living in the house, too?
He was living in the house. Okay. I was like, this is a cuck situation.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a cuck and he's just sitting there sad, right? So then she convinces Peter to marry her.
What?
Right? They come home one day, smiling, and Peter's like, we got married. Tell Sean. Sean's like, what the fuck? Like, we're married.
Right.
And so he was like, because I watched, there's also this documentary on, since Brandy already spilled it, but there's a documentary on YouTube called Something About My Five Husbands. Something like that. I'll put it in the show notes if you guys are interested. They were like, did you tell Peter that y'all was married? And he was like, no. And so he's like, okay, well, you're dumb.
Okay, yeah, you're in my house. Like,
This whole thing sounds crazy to me.
It's pretty
sounds
dumb.
Like a bunch of dummies.
It is a bunch of dummies.
Okay.
So then the relationship with Peter fizzles out after a few months. She stops living with Sean, but she's traveling on the train doing the glamour model work, doing escorting, because she's also an escort.
Right.
So she meets her fourth husband. His name is... the fuck was his name? Paul was her first husband. Hang on a second. She meets... he's a train conductor. let's call him Terry. So she... like, he was like, oh, you know, she was very pretty. You know, she dressed very nicely. And, like, you know, we had a conversation over her ticket. You know, she's like, let's get married.
They were on a train.
He was a train conductor.
She was on a train, I mean.
She was on a train. He's a train conductor.
Why was she on the train?
Traveling to do some escort work.
Oh, okay.
Traveling to the city. She's always on the train.
Ugh.
And so...
this is exhausting. I'm already exhausted from this story.
Well, so she marries Terry, the train conductor. All names have been changed to save everybody's life.
To protect the innocent.
To protect the innocent. And Terry is like, oh, you know, she has the same morals I do. She believes in marriage. But then he talks about their sex life, and he was like, she was down for anything. She wanted to
put it in my ear. Try my eye.
Oh, goodness. He was just, like, talking about that. And then, like, the relationship starts to
She starts to get distance.
So then she was like, well, whatever, you know, you're my fourth husband. And he's like, okay, what? And she's like, well, yeah, I'm married already. I have three other husbands and you're my fourth. He's like, excuse me?
That you're not married, dude.
You're not married. He calls the police.
She's married already,
this bitch. So this was in 2003. He called the local authority and was like, he gathered evidence about like all the people she was married to and blah blah blah, takes it to the, you know, the popo.
Wow.
And she gets convicted and does six months
for bigamy.
For bigamy, right?
What is the sentence for bigamy? I mean, six months. I don't know what it is here, but
It really depends. Because then I found this other article, and it was talking about bigamy in Canada, in French Canada, during like the Revolution, and women are 25% of bigamists are women.
Yeah, very.
But this happened a lot in when the men went away to war because the women were collecting checks.
Yeah.
So like one chick had married three guys. And they didn't figure it out. The way they figured it out was because they were sending back checks to the family, and they were going to the same address three times
for
three
different dudes. So the people, the check writers were like,
The military or whatever. They were like, okay, this bitch did this. But this was like in the 1900s, and she did 4 years, the chick that this happened to.
Okay.
This one did 6 months in 2003.
Okay.
After she does this, she's now working in a massage parlor. She gets out. Now, she's doing a lot of sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, do your thing. She meets this guy by the name of Ashley. And Ashley meets her because his friends purchased her services for his birthday. And he wanted to be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Oh, gosh.
So, let's get married, Ashley.
Does he not know? Okay, okay.
She's still married.
Yes.
He marries her. They have pictures. She's wearing, like, it looked like a white trash wedding. Like, they went to the court, she's wearing jeans and a black tank top. And, like, she's, like, I don't knock tall chicks and short dudes, but she was, like, at least, like, 5'7", and he was, like, 5'3".
Okay.
And Ashley, he was Irish, because Ashley didn't want to appear on the documentary, but his sisters did, and they were like, oh, my God, you know, are you using protection with her? Like, where has she been? You've only known her for 3 weeks. And la, 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 la.
So they got married after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, go ahead.
Because they want to save her. But I think, okay, so later on we learn, I'm just going to say, that she has mental health problems.
Of course. You'd have to.
She's dealing with, right, exactly.
She probably has borderline personality disorder.
They did say she has personality disorders. They said she might have been bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And so she marries Ashley, her fifth husband, and then fucks off. Like, the sisters knew it wasn't going to last. And, like, you know, she just gets in this relationship. It's a whirlwind. She's in love. She gets married. And then she fucks off to go do somebody or something else.
Right. Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what is she getting out of this? She's not doing it for money.
What is she getting out of this?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's like a self-esteem thing or something.
I think it is. Then she's like, I guess, in and out of the, okay, so she lies to people and says, oh, my dad's dead. She says that she had a sister who died of meningitis as a kid. Then she's dating this other guy who she meets in the hospital. They just, like, hit it off on gurneys talking to each other, I guess.
Why was she in the hospital?
I don't, well, it doesn't specifically say why she was in the hospital, but she does, you know, say that she was raped. And, like, her father didn't, like, help her out because he was kind of sick of her shit. Like, you know, she went to him for help, and he was just like, fuck you, you know, whatever.
He was probably like, you're doing sex work. Are you sure you were raped? Or some shit like that.
Maybe. Who knows? But, so then she was like, that's when my father died. He died to me.
Oh, okay. So she had his funeral in her mind.
Yes.
All right.
A lot of this stuff that she's like, oh, this person died, this happened, this is all going on in her head. It's not factual. And then when you talk to her, she's like, well, Emily, 10 years ago, thought this way. And I can't say...
I'm not her anymore.
Yeah, exactly. She's...
Uh-huh.
And when the interviewer was like, so, you know, you were a prostitute. And she was like, no. No. And she was like, I'm an escort. There's a difference. And he was like, okay. She was like an escort. They pay for your time. He was like, did you ever have sex with anybody while you were an escort? She was like, of course. So he's like, all right.
It's apples and oranges.
It's apples and oranges. She's like, it's not like working at a massage. Apples and oranges. It's not like it's working apples at and apples, a massage parlor. She's
splitting hairs.
Yeah, but she worked at a massage parlor doing massages and whatever else and shit.
Happy endings.
Yes. That's how she snagged Ashley.
Okay.
So then during the documentary, before the documentary, in 2008, she married Ashley, right? And so then they take her up again for bigamy charges because they're like, bitch.
You did it again.
You did it again.
Why doesn't she just divorce these men, though? That's the thing I don't understand. She's collecting dudes.
She needs to divorce her first husband.
Yeah.
They're separated.
Right.
And I guess,
did he die in her mind?
I don't know, Brandy. Maybe he died in her mind. And, you know.
He's dead. I don't have to divorce him.
There's the death certificate. She's being held up on charges for that, for bigamy, again,
right,
in 2009. And so during this documentary, they're like documenting this and, you know, her fight for her life or whatever. Like, bitch, you
why
did
is it a fight for her life?
Because she's
going to go to jail.
They want to put her in jail.
Okay. So it's not for her. They're not going to put her in jail for life.
No, anyway, exactly. To lose time. Yeah. Anyway, so she gets sentenced to a suspended sentence. So she gets like 2 years, I think like probation, and she doesn't end up doing time.
Lucky her.
Yeah, they say they treat, well, I could tell they treated this bitch real nice, but they say with women, they're more lenient with their bigamy than
with women's bigamy. I'm gonna go find some husbands real quick. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be right back. So then after she beats this charge, she finds two other men to marry her on the internet. Okay. She finds these dudes
on their internet husbands?
The last two were internet husbands, but she, like, went to the U.S. to meet one. So one of them was from the U.S. So she came here.
She traveled internationally to be a bigamist.
To marry one husband. Bigamist. And then the other husband is from Ireland, right? But this is funny. So the last husband's name, her seventh husband's name was Craig Hadwin. She dressed up as her husband, like she like put on baggy clothes, and she was rocking a short haircut already, but she went to his doctor or a doctor to get prescription meds, like for sleep aids or something like that.
Okay. What? Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird.
How? Do they not do exams? I don't. I mean, you don't have to do an exam for sleep.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? And
She tricked a doctor into giving her sleeping pills. Okay. Because I'm sure she's on other medications and she has to figure it out. So they catch her for that.
I think she's off her meds.
Exactly. And they catch her for that.
So she basically, identity theft. That's what that is.
Uh-huh.
It's identity
fraud.
Theft.
Fraud.
Uh-huh.
She goes in front of the judge, and the judge is like, you are really sad.
Oh, he said you're sad.
I want you to get help.
Okay. Well, at least he said that.
I want you to get help. And all this bullshit, this needs to stop. Because if I see you again, I'm throwing a fucking book at you.
Right.
Like, get help. This is in 2008.
Knock it off.
This is in 2011, by the way. And, like, this just stop it.
Yeah, he's like, knock it the fuck off, bitch.
Just stop. Because, like, they're like, oh, it's okay. Let me pat you on your butt and get on out of here.
I'm tired of seeing your face in my court.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here and don't come back.
And don't come back.
Yeah.
But
she's a repeat offender.
She's a repeat offender, and it's mental health. I don't think sex work is very easy. I think it takes it out of you, depending on what you've been doing.
Well, you don't really get into sex work. You know, most women don't get into sex work because it's fun. You know, I mean, there are those women that are like, yeah, I do it because it's fun. But then there's the ones that have, like, substance abuse issues or, you know, mental health issues. Or they do it, you know, to survive. Mm-hmm. She's not doing it to survive. She's doing it for something else.
Just the marriage thing. It's so weird.
Yes, that's weird.
And they weren't even, like, grandiose weddings either. It was just, like, in front of the eyes of the... And then she was like, don't tell anybody. Like, don't tell anybody.
It's a secret.
Don't tell me. Don't tell them what I told you. Like, one dude. I think it was Simon. It was Simon. Simon, she told, the one that didn't marry her. He told her... She told him that her sister died of a drug overdose.
Not meningitis.
Not meningitis.
This and not as a child.
This was somebody else, another one of her husbands, whose younger sibling died the same exact way. And she's like, oh, my sister died the same way too. What do you know, huh? But Simon, she told
him
that her sister died of a drug overdose. And he was like, I was torn up about that. He was like, I was real fucked up. In a British accent, of course. Uh-huh. And then she's like, oh, you know, her service is this day. And, you know, but.
Oh, so she just died. Yeah. I thought it was like a story.
A recent death.
Okay.
And so she was living at home with Simon and his mom. There was supposed to be the funeral. And Simon was like, hey, you know, mom, keep an eye out. You know, her sister died. And, you know, just.
Yeah. Like, let's
he came
know,
home,
make sure she's okay.
Make sure she's okay. She came home and Simon's like, you know, how did it go? The mom's like, she didn't go anywhere. She didn't go anywhere.
She forgot what she said.
Right. And then he confronted her about it. And she was like, what?
Like,
huh? And she was
like, I didn't say that.
I don't want to talk about it. Like, you said that this person died. So are they dead or are they not dead?
Do they even exist?
This was someone that he had actually met that she was calling her sister. But was not her sister, was just a friend. And she lied about it. Okay. For sympathy.
I'm exhausted.
She's exhausting.
I need a nap.
Well.
She makes me need a nap. Seriously.
That was Emily. So.
That was Emily.
That was Emily. She didn't. That was
so
it.
So she didn't go to prison.
She didn't go to prison. The only time she did was that first time she got hit for 6 months. She went to jail for bigamy. Did it again. Got a suspended sentence. Because mental health. And I think they felt bad for her.
Yeah. He's like, you're sad, the judge. You're sad.
You're a sad little person. This is her and Sean, the cook.
Okay, he's actually kind of cute. That's her now. Oh. Well, she let herself go, didn't she?
Okay, yeah. This is her and Ashley. No, this is her and her third wedding.
She looks 90s right here. Like this.
That is like 99. I think that's her third
wedding. Her third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was in the 2000s, right?
Wait a minute. Wait. Which one is this one? This is her fourth husband, the one who called the police on her. This is Ashley.
They look the same. They look like...
Look at her tits are hanging out. Like, this is your wedding! Put those tits away. But he looks 12!
Yeah, he does. He looks like a little boy.
Look at them. This is them getting married. Her and Ashley.
Oh. Yeah, the whole thing is... Ooh, okay.
What?!
That's a wig.
Yeah, it's a wig.
Terrible. It's a terrible wig.
But this is her glamour model work.
Yeah. I hope she, got help.
I hope she is getting help. I tried to see what she's doing now, but that was, the last thing we heard from her was, 10 years ago. And now she's in, 45-ish.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I thought to bring y'all something a little interesting, a little different today.
He called the police on her. That's funny. Nope, not today.
Nope.
Calling the cops.
Nope.
I will not be your fifth. Look, you have no legal obligation to even be around her. So just go about your merry way. Find somebody else to marry.
Well, I guess in certain.
It hurt his feelings.
Certain Middle Eastern cultures, polygamy is okay. But after four wives, if you marry a fifth one, then they're like, okay, hell no.
But they're not in the Middle East. They're in England.
Yeah.
And
she just needs to get divorced.
Four wives is okay. A woman to have four husbands in the Middle East, that's not happening. No.
Yeah, what? They're going to stone her.
Exactly.
That's not right. Why not? I could do with two husbands.
Please. I don't even want the one. All right. I don't need another.
I don't need another one. All right, okay. Fine. Ready. What have you been watching?
I've been watching, Peacemaker.
Oh, God. Oh, let's talk about it! I've watched the first, I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
There's only three.
No, I checked today, there's a fourth episode today.
Yeah, God. You know what, honestly, I like seeing John Cena like this, because John Cena was taking himself way too seriously before.
He's not taking himself seriously
and
whatsoever
really like
in this.
And I really like to see him, you know, be funny. Because, even when he was on, Total Bellas, he was, such a dick.
I never watched it.
He was just too fucking serious. It was like, you do need to lighten the fuck up. So I'm glad that he's taking on roles like this, because I liked John Cena when he was a wrestler, but he took himself way too fucking seriously. And that's remember he started acting in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Doing that, what was that one show? The Marine. He was doing movies like that where he was playing hero types, but he was just like
the same
stuffy. No, he was just really stuffy.
Yeah.
And it was like, ugh, like he wasn't, none of his roles were like amusing. He was just, but now he, you know, he's doing comedy work and I like that.
You like so, the dancing?
I like, that was so ridiculous. He's not even smiling. Like he's so serious and deadpan.
Like this.
But they're not dancers. I think it's hilarious because they all look ridiculous.
They look crazy, but when it comes on, I'm like, okay.
I skip it.
Do you skip it?
Like, I saw this twice. I don't need to see it.
I watch it.
I don't need to see that intro anymore.
I watch it. I'm for it as well. He's like, what the fuck's a butterfly?
What's a butterfly? What's Project Butterfly? Yeah, because they won't tell him, and it's an actual fucking butterfly, which I thought is fucking hilarious.
Because I was like, what's this butterfly going to do? What's it going to do?
Well, when they literally used their proboscises to suck the nectar out of the bowls, I was like, they're actual fucking butterflies? Like, what? I thought they were moths. Because when he was like, am I going to have to fight a Mothra? I'm fucking Mothra. And I was like, a Mothra? But they're actual fucking butterflies. What the fuck? Alien butterflies.
I'm watching that as well. And, I mean, guys, It's very funny. It's interesting.
It's really funny.
I can't, what's her name? I think her name's Tasty or whatever her name is in the show.
Her name is Danielle.
Danielle, who's what's her name's daughter.
No, her name is Danielle in real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Danielle Holland then?
I can't remember what her last name is, but her first name is
Danielle. She just got married, by the way.
That's good.
Good for her. I like her. Like, I liked her as Tasty on Orange is the New Black. Mm. And she's very a good, like, comedic timing performer. So I
enjoyed her work.
I ruined her.
Oh, that's she was in the Jennifer Holiday. The movie about the
she was singing.
It wasn't Jennifer Holiday though. It was somebody
else. I know who you're talking about. She was like
Billy. No.
Mm-mm. She was just like she sang for Jesus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Peacemaker. Her name is Tasty. Danielle Brooks.
There you go. Yeah.
Danielle Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And she did, I know what movie you're talking about. Mahalia?
Yeah, okay.
That's what you're talking about, Mahalia. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Peacemaker, anything else?
I mean, I watch, you know, all my reality shows, but that's about it. I haven't been watching anything, Oh, actually, no. I've been watching, I mean, it's, you know, episodic, but I've been watching the Quinta Brunson show, the teacher.
Abbott Elementary.
Thank you. That shit is hilarious.
It is good.
There's
three episodes. Come through.
It's fucking hilarious.
It is. It's really good.
The principal. God, she is such
She's a comedian?
She's such
she has
asshole.
This stand-up on Netflix.
Oh, does she?
And she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, her character is so ridiculous.
I like when she made the viral videos of them when she was like, when they were trying to like get
raise
supplies.
Money.
Yeah. And she was like, I need to have full creative control on this.
She's like the worst principal ever. Oh, yeah, that's right. She blackmailed one of her church members. Not a church member.
Yeah,
somebody like that
it was
to
a
get
church
the job.
Member. Yes, it was. Yes, it
crazy.
Was.
Anyway, what have you been watching?
Like I just told you, I'm watching Your Mom and My Dad on HBO Max. And I've just watched the first episode. I'm into the second episode. It's a reality TV show. And it's like your parents are trying to like date and hook up and then they're watching.
And they all live in the same house. I don't know if I'd want to be in a house with a bunch of other grown-ass adults.
Well, you're not looking for love and you're married, so this is definitely out of your wheelhouse. And I feel like these parents are a bit older, so...
They are. Like I said, I don't think I'd want to be in a house with a bunch of grown-ass adults.
I know.
Like, trying to figure out... Like, they know what's going on, right? The parents, they know what's going on, other than the kids watching.
They know everything that's going on, but they don't know the kids are able to watch and that the kids are the love consultants that they're saying that are guiding, like, their adventures and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's interesting watch. That's on HBO Max. Also
hosted by Yvonne Orji.
Yvonne Orji. I was really thinking, I didn't, like, when I went in, I was like, okay, so is Issa Rae going to be involved in this? But, you know, just whatever. Settle down, Sunny. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. We love you. And if you're an artist, draw some fan art, please. bookoflicepodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Hi, this is Molly.
And Cody.
The host of Over the Fence True Crime Podcast.
Please join us as we talk about true crime in the most normal place in the world.
Over the fence.
To be specific, over our backyard fence. We're both moms of humans and of dogs. We live directly next door to each other and share many conversations about life and family, but mostly true crime over our backyard fence.
And we invite you to come learn more about true crime and, well, us. We give a lot of attention to California true crime, but have ventured throughout the U.S. and even across the pond and plan to continue our world domination in the near future.
Listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts or give us a follow on Instagram at overthefence_podcast. So grab a drink and talk with us.
Over the fence.